the end of your boundary. That our Mishnah says you have to move in, it's not only because your neighbor is also going to dig the bore right now. Therefore, since you're both going to dig the bore right now, both of you have to move in 3 tefachim, otherwise you'll both be mazik one another. Now the Gemara says, Toshim are coming here. It says, Allah later will have that Selah HaBob Yudayim. Let's say the ground there is very, very soft. It's called like Selah HaBob Yudayim, like as soon as you touch it, it crumbles in your hand. So on such type of a ground, Zeh Choyfa Boru Mikan, Zeh Choyfa Boru Mikan, if both neighbors want to dig a ditch is there, so Zeh Machrik Shloisha Tvachim V'sad B'sid, this one has to move into his property 3 tefachim and plaster the bor with sid. V'zeh machrik shloisha tefachim v'sad b'sid. So it says clearly that both of them have to be machrik. Even the first one has to be machrik. Says so the Chorot's a kashan rova. Tomorrow says no, bob yadayim shani. It's kashan abaya. Tomorrow says here abaya would agree, since the ground is very soft, here he would agree, that's called bob yadayim, that you have to be machrik. So Mora says, like Udkaril or my Karil, like what he asked the question. And the Khurb Shita, it says the case of Bob Yadayim, this type of ground is different. So Mora says, no, maybe the Havimina was like Bob Yadayim, even such ground that crumbles is the same thing like any other ground. So why does it say Bob Yadayim for him? Hatha Yitzrachlei. Because the Chamin, I would have thought the same. Even the Bob Yadayim li boyinami rav chatvei, since this is called Bob Yadayim, this is soft ground, maybe you have to be marked more than 3 tefachim in order not to damage your friend's boar. Kamash Malon, that's the Kiddush over here, no, that even so, all you have to be marked is only gimel tefachim. So therefore, it's possible it could even be like Rava, that by all cases, you have to be marked gimel tefachim. Nothing more says Toshma come near. It says Aloha, it says Namishna Machikim Esagefes, if you want to store the psalus of the olives, or else Vyes Azevel, you want to store the manure. Vyes Hamelech, you want to store the salt. Vyes Asid, you want to store the lime. Vyes Asloim, you have this type of small stones. Mikoislo Shachaber, Gimel Tvachim. You have to first store them away from your friend's wall, Gimel Tvachim. Oy Sad Besid. Or else you could just put plaster there and put it behind the plaster. Now, here the deek is, time of deek a koisel. Why do you have to be marked? Because your friend has a wall there already. Holek a koisel, if your friend does not have a wall there, seimach, then you would be allowed to store these things next to the boundary, even though your friend may later build up a wall. So the churitz arayat abaya. Samor says, loy, maybe no. I'll tell you kilek a koisel namiloy somach. Even if there's no wall there, still you're not allowed to be samech. It could be as far as like Rava. V'yel if so, my kamashalon, then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah then, that you can't put these things next to your friend's kaisel? So I'll tell you, hokamashalon, this is what the Mishnah means to teach us. Tahani koshel kaisel, that these things are harmful to the wall. That the heat that these things give off is harmful to the wall. So therefore you have to be marked, gimel tefachim, maybe at all times, in order that even if later on he builds up a wall, you should not do any damage to them, to the wall. Toshma coming here. It says also in the Mishnah, machikin es hazroyim, you have to take away this royim, your plants. V'yes hamachrishin, if you want to plow. V'yes meraglayim, if you want to store meraglayim in hakoisel shloisha tefachim. You have to store these things away from the wall, 3 tefachim. Now again, the diik is time with diik hakoisel, only because there is a wall there. Holek hakoisel samach, if there's no wall there, then you could be samach. Screw again at the kasha on rova. Tomorrow it says loy. Ataya kilek a koisel namile samach. Could be no, even though there's no wall, still you're not allowed to be samach, like rova holds. V'yel if so, my kamash melon. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Ataya ho kamash melon. This is what it's teaching us. The metunta koshel a koisel, that these things, the wetness that it gives off, a dovalach, that could ruin a wall. So that's the chiddush. That since he can't store these things near the wall, because these things are dovalach, gives off leches, gives off wetness, that will ruin the wall. Toshma coming here. It says, V'yes arechayim, gimel min hashochav, shein dalet min harechav. The kids, you have to put your grinder, your mill grinder, 3 tefachim away from your friend's wall.
Now, time with Dika Kaisel. Why do you have to be Macha Gimel Tfachim? One, because he has a Kaisel. Hodeka Kaisel Somech. If he does not have a Kaisel, then he could be Somech. So again, it's a Kasha and Rovo. So Mara says, Loi, no, that's not the Pshat. Maybe Kileka Kaisel Namele Somech. No, it could be like Rov, even though there's no wall there, still you are not allowed to put your Rechayim on the boundary. The yellow mic kamashmol. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah then? Ho kamashmol on. This is what it wants to teach us, that the tirayu kosher lekaisel. You should know the tirayu, like the shaking, the trembling of the ground, like that's bad for the wall. The trembling that the rechayim produces. Toshma coming here. It says also in the Mishnah of Yesatanor, if you want to put your oven, Shloishim min hakliya sheindala min hashofam. You have to put it 3 tefachim in your property, you can't put it on the boundary. Taima, what's the reason why you can't eat a kaisel? Because your friend has a kaisel. Therefore, the heat that comes off from the tanor will ruin the wall. But mashma holek a kaisel, if there's no wall there, then samach, then you would be allowed to put your tanor next to the wall. So again, it's not like rova. Tamar says, Loi, no, it's not the pshat. I'll tell you, Kileka, Koisa Namele Samach. No, even without a wall, also you can't put your tanner near the wall. Because maybe he will later on build up a wall. But if so, Elamai Kamash Malon, then what is the Mishnah teaching you? I'll tell you, how Kamash Malon. This is what the Mishnah is teaching us. Tahavlo Koshala Koisal. You should know the heat that comes out from the tanner, that's bad, harmful to the wall. Therefore, that's the loch of the Mishnah, why you have to be marchakit gimel tfochim. Toshma coming here, it's a Mishnah later we're going to have, that lo yivchas odem chanus shel nachtumim v'shel tzvoyim tachas oitzroi shachaveroi. If somebody has a warehouse upstairs, he's storing their tfuah wheat or wine and oil, so on the bottom of it, you're not allowed to make a bakery or you can't make a dying place there, because the heat that goes up ruins the yitzah. For low reference bucket, you can't also make a corral on the bottom, because the corral, the smell of the animals goes up and also ruins the yitzer. Now, the deek is time with deek yitzer. Why can't you do these things? Because there's a warehouse upstairs. Holeko yitzer, let's say if the upstairs person does not have an yitzer yet, then you would be allowed to, on the downstairs, make your bakery there, even though it doesn't give off heat, even though maybe later on you ruin it for the neighbor upstairs. So Mara says, I'll tell you now, dear Rashani, here it's different. That when you're living in your house, here you can do whatever you want. Only if you're doing damage right now, it would be yasser. But if there's no oitzer upstairs, since you're living downstairs, you can do whatever you want there. So Mara says, they can have a proof also. The Tony Lerner learned on this. Him oitzer refes bokas kodemus li yoitzer mutter. That if the refes boker was there first, then you're allowed to stay there even though the one on top makes an oitzer. Because since like this is the place you're using, that you rent, you have the right to use it. Once you use it, you have a right to stay there. We don't throw you out. Toshima, come on, I'll bring another proof. It says also, Lach Leidom, lo yita odom ilon somech lesode. Elim kem hirchik mimen nodal damas. That you're not allowed to plant a tree at the end of your boundary, but you have to move in at least dal damas. Why dal damas? For Tony Love learned on this, dal damas shomru kadei avoid esakerim. That since you have to plow around your field dal damas, so those dal damas that you're going to use for plowing, we want you to leave it open so that you will not have to go and plow in your friend's field. Now, time, what's the reason why you have to come in Dal Damis Mishum Kidei Avoy the Sakarim? Only because that's how much land you need to plow. Holav Mishum Kidei Avoy the Sakarim Samech. But if not for the question that you have to plow around the tree, you would not even have to move in Dal Damis. V'yafagav Dikash Rosh and the Kamaski, even though you have roots that are going out there and do damage to your friends, Chvez wool or boar, so still you see you're allowed to. So, who is you see, you're allowed to be Samach? And tell you, yes, the Merkur is better, the Merkur is, who we see, before we had, you have to be Machr 25 Amos. So, who here, turning down Amos, Mashmi, you're allowed to be Samach. So, Mer says, I'll tell you, Hocha b'mayaskinon, demastic tunma. We're talking about over here that there's stones in between. Therefore, since there are stones there, like on the boundary, therefore the Shroshim will not go through. So here we're not afraid about the Hezek of the Shroshim of the roots. We're only afraid of the Kadei Avoid HaSakarim. And the Gemara says that the Shroshim Gerstis, they can not make the Tonya of being approved, because we learned, If there is a geder in between the wall, in between, then each one can be samech next to the other. So kids, you see, if there's a masik, there's a hefsek in between, it'll be muta. So we ask the question, if so, there's the pshat here, there's the masik tsunmo, there's a stone, like the ground is very stony there. Eima sefer, what does the sefer say? Hoyu shrosh of yoitzim, b'terech shachaveroi, let's say the roots are going out into your neighbor's property. Halacha is mamik lehem. The neighbor now, the second one that owns the property where the roots are coming in, he has the right to cut out those roots. Mamik lehem shlosha tvachim, deep into the ground, three tvachim, the first three tvachim of his ground, he has the right to cut out the roots. Kadesh leyakav amachrisha, in order when he has to plow his fields, the roots should not ruin the plow. Now, if we're talking about here, that there's a stone in between that does not let the roots come through, so what are the roots going through? We're talking about now that there's a stone there that does not let the roots go through. So Mor says, this is what we mean to say. In a case where there's not a stone there, then, and now when you plant your tree, your shroshim, your roots, are going out into your neighbor's property, the next owner has the right to cut out the roots, three tvachim deep, in order that he wants to plow his fields, the machrisha should not be bothered, not be stopped because of the roots. But the Reisha Nechnaimah, the Reisha is talking about that there is a tsunma, there is a stone in between. All right, turn over. The Nothing More says, Toshima, come in here. It says, Machikin es ilun min habor esrim v'chomishama. You have to, if you want to plant a tree, you have to move in 25 amos into your rishus in order not to damage the bor that's in the next door's neighbor. Now, time with the kabor. Why do you have to be marchak on it? Because there's a bor there already. Mashma haleka, bor if there's no bor semich, then you are allowed to put your tree next to the bor. Why? I mean next to the boundary. So chortzurai tabaya kashan rova. Tomorrow says loy, that's not the pshat. Hatayu kileka bor namilei semich. Even if there's no bor, also you can't be semich. But for all kamashmul, this is the chiddush over here. Diyad chafayamo azli shroshim umaski labor. That the Mishnah just teaching us that 25 amas, that's how long the roots grow of a tree and it could damage the bor. But enachnami, maybe it's only us even though there's no bor. According to Rav, even without a bor, you can't plant the tree within the 25 amas because it may do damage later when he digs his bor. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, aim a safe, what does the safer say? The Emilan called him if the tree was there first, lo yikot, you do not have to cut it off. The question is why? The loy samach, if you're not allowed to plant the tree there, even though the neighbor does not have a bor yet, it's Eichim Ishkachas lo, how do we have it that the tree like has a right to be there? The Gemara, if you planted the tree b'yisa, then we should make a kenas, you should have to cut it down. The Gemara says, could Yomar Rapop, we'll talk like Rapop answers later, we'll soon see, but lakeach, when you bought it, so, here also when you bought it. And Rashi says, we're talking about that first you own both properties, and you planted the tree in the middle of your property, and then you sold this other half of the property, that now it comes out your tree is right at the end of the boundary. So when you planted it, you had a right to plant it, because you owned the whole thing. Now, as a chiddush here, then in this case, you're allowed to keep the tree there, even though later now the neighbor now goes and makes a bor there, that's not your department, you're allowed to keep yours. Pretty Mori, no one says Toshma coming here. It's another look we'll have later. Marchikin es hamishra, you have to take away the mishra, that's the flax that you're soaking in water, or else. Hey, again, marchikin es hamishra min hayerek. If somebody has yerek, his vegetables growing there, so you can't soak your flax in water next to it. You have to move away. V'yasa kerishin, that's the leek, min habtsolim. If your neighbor right next to us growing onions, you can't grow leek. It ruins it. If your neighbor has bees, like he's making honey, you're not allowed to have chard. You can't have mustard growing right next to her. Now, time, what's the reason why? Only because the person has yerek growing already. Therefore, we say, you're not allowed to put your mishra here. Holeki yerek, but if the neighbor does not have a vegetable there yet, then samach. Then you're allowed to put your puddle of water where you're soaking your mishra, where you're soaking your flax, right next to your boundary. Tamar says, Loi, no, maybe that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, Kileka, Yerik, Nami Loi Samach. Maybe like Rava holds, even though your neighbor does not have your rokas yet, still you're not allowed to be Samach. You can't put your mishra, your bor of water, where you're soaking your flax there. But the Okamashma, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is like this. Tahani Karshi Hadadi, you should know these things do damage to the other ones. So therefore, you have to be Marchik. Whereas the question, Yochi, if so, aim a safer, what does the safer say? Rabbi Yossi Mater Bechardol. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're allowed to plant mustards at the end of your boundary, even though right next door your neighbor has bees. Why? Because the Balar Chardol could tell to the owner of the bees, listen, Achat Oimeli, before you tell me, Harchik Chadlecho Mindavroi, before you tell me that I should take away my mustards from your seeds. In other words, from your bees, that my mustard is ruining it for your bees, for your honey. And Rashi explains, because the bees come and eat from the mustard, and they get a sharp taste in the mouth, and then they go back and eat up the honey. So really, your mustard is causing that the bees now go back and eat up the honey, so you're causing that the owner of the honey loses his honey. So, before the Baal HaBees could tell the Chardel this, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Baal HaChardel could say back, Harchik Debarechem in Chadloi, I want you to take away your bees from my Chardel, from my mustard. Sheboyes v'yacheles leglugle Chadloi, because your bees are coming and ruining my mustard. They're coming and eating the leaves of my mustard. So kids, it is the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonin. That the Rabbanan hold, when you have mustard seeds growing on one